Mail.
Brent Reid, the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together, even in the off-season, particularly amongst this free agency frenzy. How are you, Reedy?
Not too bad, Lex. Finally, something's happened.
What? Well, we always thought it would. Yeah. But it's just taken a bit slower than we thought it might. But, hey, here it comes.
Yeah. Isaiah Papali'i, the story we've just spoken about, Reedy. Yeah. Talk us through the details and the domino effect that might happen here for other players and clubs.
Well, I mean, Papali'i and Luciano Lalua were sort of linked by some people. That basically, if they got Luciano Lalua, that would mean... if they got Isaiah Papali'i, that would mean Luciano Lalua would leave. Now, the Tigers still want to keep Luciano Lalua. They've still got money for Luciano Lalua. They spoke to him on Monday, spoke to his management on Monday, made it clear that they still are keen to keep him. And those talks are ongoing. Now, obviously there's a restriction on money now because Papali'i's taken up plenty of it. So Luciano was looking for a big pay packet. Now, it's obviously going to depend on how much he gets offered elsewhere and how much he wants as to whether the Tigers will be able to afford him. But we should make it very clear, it's not one or the other. The Tigers would be happy to keep both those guys. They're in discussion still with Luciano. They've made it clear they want to keep him as well. So I don't think this necessarily means that Luciano will be squeezed out of the club. Now, the other club it obviously has ramifications for is Parramatta. They've now lost Nia Corey and Papali'i. To suggest that they're under the gun, they're under the barrel, is an understatement. Under the pump big time. For me now, all the pressure's on them. Sammy Adams got, Reid Marnie, Clint Gutherson and Junior Paulo, and he's got the whip hand now. Parramatta's lost all control of this landscape because they just need to sign someone.
What a predicament. What a predicament Parramatta are in. Let's first start with the Tigers. Look, I know they want to keep both of them, but if Luciano Lalua wants the money that he's rumoured to be wanting, $700,000 upwards, I don't think they're going to pay that for him. If they're paying $600,000 for Papali'i, who was the most improved, he was a Dally M second rower of the year, and he was probably the buy of the year, I don't think they're going to fork out anywhere near that for Luciano, unfortunately. But if he wants to play for $500,000 a year, which I probably think he's about on, they could be a fantastic tag team.
Do you think you'll get that from someone, MG? They were $700,000 for Luciano. I'm not sure.
No, he won't get it from anybody.
No. Maybe it gives the Tigers an opportunity if they're sort of in the ballpark of, another side that has a go at him, then, maybe they're a chance to keep them both. And what I guess the guy that would have ramifications for is Luke Garner. Because, you would have Luciano playing on one edge, Papali'i on the other, and it probably means that Luke Garner's suddenly expendable. And there's been talk around Luke Garner for a while now. I know Manly were quite keen on Luke. Yeah, they were quite keen on him for a while. He's a Manly guy. He played 20s with Tommy T and Tommy Turbo and those guys. So maybe that means Luke Garner, if Luciano stays, maybe Luke Garner becomes the guy who gets squeezed out of the club and goes and finds a home somewhere else, and maybe suddenly Manly come back in the picture there. But, there's a bit to play out there, obviously.
Now, Reddy, well, let's stay with the West Tigers, because the other piece of this is Josh Hodgson. Do we know where that is at? Are they still keen? Is there still the possibility of one of the West Tigers, Hooker and Little or Simpkin, going back the other way? Is this happening?
Well, there's no doubt the Tigers are still keen. There just hasn't been a lot of talk between the two clubs for quite some time now. Now, Josh Hodgson is due back at training tomorrow. I reached out to him today. He said, look, I don't want to talk at the moment. Obviously, a lot going on in his world. He's got to resolve the situation with Canberra and the Tigers. And there's some talk that next week is, I wouldn't say D-Day, it's D-Week for Josh Hodgson. The Tigers want an answer. They want to know if it's going to happen. And there's some talk they want to know by next week. So he'll get back to training tomorrow. I imagine he'll have some talks with Ricky in the club. And maybe we'll get some progression tomorrow. I don't know. But I mean, obviously this one's dragging on. And the curveball for Canberra is the Tommy Starling situation. He had a hearing, a bail review this week about his obviously his situation off the field. That's not due to go back to court till January. So whatever that's in limbo, then, Canberra, unless they get a hooker in return for Josh Hodgson, obviously Jack Little's been the name that's been mentioned, they're going to be reluctant to let Hodgson go. So, next week's the tip that we might see some movement, but at the moment it's not moving anywhere.
Starting to happen, but look compared to Monday or Tuesday when we last spoke to you, it's there's a lot more today, and I think that's I don't think we can underestimate how massive a signing that is for the Tigers. That's profound, and I agree with you, Reedy. I think the Parramatta window of opportunity is next year. I think once 22 goes, they're starting to rebuild.
Well, it's really interesting. You look at Parramatta, that back row, right? Their back row for a lot of this year was Nia Corey, Papali'i, and Ryan Madison. Now, if you listen to the drums, they don't want Ryan Madison. They're happy for him to leave.
Wow.
So he's off contract at the end of next year, and as far as you know, that I don't even think they made him an offer. They've lost Niokoro, they've lost Papali'i. I mean, their whole back row's got to be rebuilt. I mean, Sean Lane's still there, but they've got to rebuild the back row. Their entire back row. So,
that's dire.
Yeah.
MG, I got to say, he's finally bringing some stuff to the table in this free agency frenzy.
He always brings it. It's the volume. That's all. The volume. Today was epic.
Yeah, exactly. The quantity's always there. There's always something. But today it was good stuff, Reddy. So very nice
the
work.
The Cubs have got to give me something to work with, man. I can't manufacture stuff.
You're too nice of a journo. That's why.
They're finally getting a wriggle on these clubs. They're finally awakening.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Outstanding work. All right, Reddy. We'll speak to you next week.
Well, stay tuned, boys, in the paper, in the column tomorrow, confidential, in the Telegraph. Big re-signing coming. Big re-signing involving a very high-profile player. So stay tuned.
You can't give it to us now.
Well, I couldn't.
We don't pay him as much as the Telegraph does.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
anyway, it's a good yarn.
All right. Okay. Oh, I love that. We're teasing into a newspaper article. I love this. Outstanding work. Make sure you catch Reedy's article tomorrow on a big re-signing. Very nice work, Reedy. We'll speak to you next week.
See you, boys. Cheers.
See you, buddy.